Good morning, everybody. Today's scripture, today's reading will be Psalm 62. You're going to turn in your Bibles. Psalm 62. I've been looking forward all week to doing this. I wait patiently for God to save me. I depend on Him alone. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. How much longer will all of you attack a man who is no stronger than a broken down fence? You only want to bring him down from his place of honor. You take pleasure in his lies. You speak words of his blessing, but in your heart you curse him. I depend on God alone. I put my hope in him. He alone protects me and saves me. He is my defender. I shall never be defeated. My salvation and honor depend on God. He is my strong protector. He is my shelter. Trust in God at all times, my people. Tell him all your troubles, for he is our refuge. Men are like a puff of breath, great and small alike are worthless. But put them on the scales, they weigh nothing. They are lighter than a mere breath. Don't put your trust in violence. Don't hope to gain anything by robbery. Even if your riches increase, don't depend on them. More than once I have heard God say, the power belongs to Him, and that His love is constant. You yourself, O Lord, reward everyone according to his deeds.
So first things first, I don't know if it was this previous week or maybe the week before, I found this nice new Bible laying on my desk. I assumed it was a gift to me because it is my favorite Thompson Chain reference, and several of you have asked what my favorite Bible is. And so it dawned on me this morning, though, one of you might have lost a brand new Bible and somebody put it on my desk. So I would find you. I will gladly give it back to you if it's yours. If you did give it to me, thank you. If it belongs to somebody else, well, I'm guilty of the verses that were just read. I've increased by stealing something, although it was highly unintentional. So this morning I want to talk about finding hope. And next Sunday morning we'll talk about feeling hope. And then finally, fixing hope. And those key phrases all come from Scripture. But we can feel the hopelessness of this picture. I don't know if you can tell, but that's a person right there for scale, right? He is in a deep desert valley. He's clearly alone, probably in danger. We can feel his thirst. We can certainly feel the hot sun. And even that sun is fading. And so I can look at that picture and feel the hopelessness of that one soul walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And this is expressed many times in the Psalms. I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? And any moment you hope that the cavalry will be coming over that ridge or around that bend. We want to walk around that corner and see relief. Maybe an oasis, a swimming pool, a Motel 8, something. I'd even take a McDonald's around that corner if I was that feller. We want to be out of that hopeless situation. But this is where David is in Psalm 62. And this is certainly where our world is today, looking for hope. This past January, I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but our social media mavens probably will be more aware of it. Twitter, formerly Twitter, now known as X, has an account for the Muppet Elmo. Now, if you don't know who Elmo is, you need an education, because he's a valuable fellow. But little old Elmo, just by mere circumstance, this past January, put on his X account, "Elmo is just checking in, how is everybody doing?" 24 hours later, 9,000 responses to little old Elmo's question. Now, some of them were rather benign. "I'm fine, thank you for asking." But the vast majority of them expressed hopelessness. "I'm sad, Elmo. I'm alone. I'm suffering. My world is on fire." Over and over, for thousands of times, people were saying these things. The next morning, the post was, "Elmo learned today that it is important to ask a friend how he or she is doing." If you want to see an article form of that, you can look up the New York Times from January 30th this year. That's when they retold the story. So if you're not on X, you can still access it. Finding hope is something that many people need, and it's not just unfaithful people that need it, because this particular time, the person who's writing this is David. You know, David, the slayer of giants, the leader of men, the hero. And yet, very early in this psalm, he comes to the conclusion, "I am just on wobbly legs. I am a leaning wall. I'm that creaky gate." I noticed this morning, we probably need more banisters up here. All of us are getting to the age we need a little helping down. Our song leader's one of the youngest. He just like up and down like a butterfly, right? All us old guys are like, "Give me something to hold on to." We know what it's like to feel the strain. And David knows what it's like to feel the strain. He's no longer a superhero. He's vulnerable. He's on wobbly legs. He's being undercut. He's being attacked. People are, as he says plainly in verses 3 and 4, kissing up to his face and stabbing him in the back. They're thinking nice things, or saying nice things, but thinking horrible things. And so David is expressing that his life feels hopeless. He's found out that he is, in fact, mortal, that things can bother him and do bother him. Now, all of us, or at least most of us this morning, we still have a few young, agile people. We're getting more and more of them all the time. But for the most part, us more experienced people, we know the day when this happened to us. We can remember the day that we went from being bulletproof to mortal. We went from being bulletproof to feeling shot. And so we have learned that we need help in this world, and that we need hope. But those of us who have lived a long time have the blessing of the experience that we can share in this sentiment with David, and that is a good thing. Feeling that is actually a step in the right direction, because until you realize that you need help, until you realize that your situation can feel relatively hopeless, you will not turn to God. And so I think it's a God's mercy upon us that we all can share in an awareness of our own vulnerability. Now, anybody here remember Etch-a-Sketch? You know, most of us are of the right generation too. Yeah, my first Etch-a-Sketch was at my Grandpa Nuremberger's house. He loved Etch-a-Sketch. I mean, he was in his 50s and I'd see him playing with that thing. Well, of course, if Grandpa loves it, it's got to be fun, right? There's mine. You can see that nice little spiral in the middle where I started. Couldn't leave it alone. One more wheel, one more color. I had to keep playing with it until it was absolutely chaos. And that is also what David is feeling in this psalm. He's not just feeling vulnerable, he's feeling the chaos that exists in our world. He knows that things aren't as he would like them to be. In verses 9 and 10, he talks about the same thing that Solomon would later write about in Ecclesiastes, the basic meaningless of life. That sometimes we just feel like we're just running around in circles and we look back and all we see is a bunch of chaos. Not only is David feeling personally vulnerable, like many of the people that responded to Elmo, he's feeling like his world is just on fire. And we can feel the same way today. We can have days where we know that things aren't as they should be. Our lives are so busy, many times too busy. And yet, for all of that busyness, we can feel at times like we've accomplished very little. Everywhere we turn, we see frustration, failure, chaos. And all of this vulnerability and frustration is exhausting. And so we come to the same conclusion that David came to in verse 10. It's a vanity, it's a vapor, it's a voidness, it's a nothingness. Now, on the one hand, we've known since the garden this was the way it was going to go. I mean, the Father was pretty clear. Now you're going to have to work hard by the sweat of your brow. The land is no longer going to cooperate with you. You've decided to walk outside of my will, and what you're going to get from that is chaos. But sometimes, in David's case, he's clearly walking inside of God's will, and he still feels it. He's walking with the Father, and he still feels vulnerable. But even David would have to admit, on far too many occasions, he did it his own way. He played with the Etch-a-Sketch once too often. Too many wheels, too many colors. And because he couldn't leave his hands off of it, it degenerated into chaos. Now, Phil, I thought you were going to talk about finding hope. So far, I don't feel it. I'm not feeling the love. All right, well, we're not done with the psalm. It is true that humanity, by its very definition, is vulnerable. And so by nature, we will experience that whether we want to or not. But it is also true that when we play by our own sets of rules, or when somebody else does, we will feel the chaos from that. And we know that mankind has done this for long enough that we have turned God's good creation into a hot mess. But interspersed around, both before and after, these feelings of vulnerability and chaos, David gives us something important. Let's go back together and read verses 1 and 2 again. Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Now, wait a second, David. You're telling us you're on wobbly legs. Yeah, it's true, I am. You're telling us you feel vulnerable and under attack. It's true, I do. You're telling us that there's chaos in the world. It's true, there is. But I can find hope in God. In fact, look down at verse 5. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. God is our hope. God alone is our hope. Now, it's no secret. Most of you know how close Tammy and I are. We spend a lot of time together. We actually still enjoy that greatly. But occasionally, I will let her down. I mean, it's possible. I'm not saying it's true. I might have even made her cry once or twice over the last 10 years. But God never lets her down. I might be feeling the vulnerability of my advancing years. I might be feeling the frustration of this or that or the other. But when I turn to God, those things become more than just manageable, more than just bearable. They become non-issues. It's not that those things don't really happen. It's that they don't really matter. And that is the hope that we have in our Heavenly Father. Because as we have been so clear this morning, he truly loves us. And so we have great hope. And in the midst of any struggle, I can access that hope. I can find that hope. So it is fair for us to highlight David's predicament. And David's not trying to shrink back from that. Life can be tough. But I have hope because of God. David had to first confront the stark reality that life is difficult. But only then could he feel the greatest impact of the hope that God alone can give. Without coming face to face with the terms of how this world now sadly operates, David could not seek help beyond this world and find it. And so on the days when we're confronted with our vulnerability and confronted with the chaos, we have a golden opportunity to turn to the one person in all of creation that can give us hope. Anybody know who Kelsey Grammer is? If you're really old, you might know him from the TV show Cheers. Dr. Fraser Crane, he's had some spin-offs shows lately. I don't watch TV anymore, I'm just aware of these facts. For the most part, I don't listen to much of what Hollywood says, but actually, I found this one by accident this week researching this sermon, and I just could not leave this quote go. In an article by Catherine Shord in The Guardian of December 1st last year, December 1st, 23, she asked him what it feels like to be America's therapist, and this is his direct answer. She asks him, what does it feel like to be America's therapist? Here's his answer. Actually, God is the best therapist. I don't want to get too big on a preachy soapbox, but I think if you have faith, you are probably one step ahead of the storm in everyday life today. Insanity is everywhere. It is a global phenomenon. It is cooked into our governments. It's a difficult road to navigate on your own. And so for those who have God, they have hope. Don't know if he ever read Psalm 62, but it sounded like it to me at the moment. On the days when things are tough, on the days when you feel vulnerable, on the days when the chaos seems overwhelming, you still have God. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. And underlying all of this is one of the last statements the beloved apostle made. Greater is He who is in us than he who is in the world. Or as Paul said it, if God is for us, who could possibly be against us? And so this morning, if you've reflected back on those difficult days, and perhaps you're facing some right now, it's not beyond the imagination that every one of us face them on a weekly basis and sometimes even a daily basis. We should be reminded that we can find hope, and the surest place to find it is not in ourselves, but in God. And so on those days where you need a little hope, let me invite you to find the Father, to lean on Him, to turn to Him, to let Him help, because He does care for you. And so as Peter said long ago, cast all your anxiety on Him, because He does care for you. As has also been mentioned this morning, we have a great fellowship here. It's a wonderful thing. And thankfully, we can lean on each other. But even in the midst of that, if you're putting your weight on me, you might get disappointed once in a while. But if you put it on God, you never will. And so we should remind each other of these things. And we should remind each other to find hope in Christ alone. This morning, if you've reflected back on something you feel hopeless about, tell it to Jesus. And in the meantime, if you want to tell it to us, you're welcome to do that as well. You'll find both of them helpful. But in Jesus, you will have hope. If you need to find some hope this morning, why don't you come as together we stand and sing.